rival opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad battle for control of parts of Aleppo. The main rebel coalition fights to reverse gains by extremist militia allied with al-Qaeda. In Paris, foreign ministers discuss those developments as they work to strengthen Syria's more moderate opposition ahead of peace talks planned in Geneva this month. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius.
Cette réunion a été positive. Il importe maintenant...
The international community must gather around a single conviction that there is no other solution for the Syrian tragedy than a political solution, and there is no possibility to achieve one if the Geneva talks do not take place.
But Assad opponents have not committed to those talks because of differences about who truly represents the Syrian people, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
The Syrian coalition feels quite insecure about whether it would participate in Geneva as the sole legitimate representative of the Syrian people. There's concern that their participation could be compromised if groups outside of the coalition were invited to Geneva in the name of inclusion.
And that's putting pressure on the so-called Friends of Syria, mostly Western and Gulf Arab governments that back Syria's opposition.
If the core Friends of Syria group cannot bring to Geneva a broad enough cross-section of the opposition to make those negotiations credible, then the outcome is never going to be accepted, never going to be taken as legitimate by groups on the ground, in particular the armed groups.
The head of Syria's main civilian opposition, Ahmed al-Jarba, met with foreign ministers in Paris Sunday and said Syrians are united behind removing their president.
The most important aspect of today's meeting is that we all agree to say that Assad has no future in Syria.
But President Assad says he's not stepping down, and that these talks will be about fighting terrorists, among whom he includes the armed opposition. Mr. Assad's in a far stronger position than he was a year ago, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely, and that makes the talks even more difficult.
If I'm sitting in Damascus, in the presidential palace, I'll say, what transition? What the heck are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere, and who's going to make me?
Beyond the question of Syria's opposition, there's also the issue of whether and how Iran might join these talks in Geneva. That's the focal point of talks here between Secretary Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Paris.